This is a guided body scan meditation for the stress reduction program at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. Welcome. In this practice, we'll be systematically investigating the full range and scale of body sensations, becoming intimate with the very arising of life in the body as a unique means for supporting and cultivating our own health and well-being. By offering yourself the gift of your own attention, you're learning to take care of yourself in a very particular way, encouraging a growing sensitivity to this extraordinary adventure we call being human, and coming to know the source of inner strength and healing that is your natural birthright. It's best to practice the body scan regularly at a time and place where you'll be uninterrupted and free from the usual distractions. If possible, dress in comfortable clothing that allows for the breath to move freely. The body scan can be done lying down on a mat, and you can choose to sit or to arrange yourself lying on the floor with your lower legs resting on the seat of a chair in what we call the astronaut pose. What's important is not the particular posture you're in, but rather the quality of your attention and your intention to be here, present, awake in this moment. You're encouraged to bring an attitude of curiosity, discovering what's true for you in each moment, and letting go of any ideas about the way the body once was or should be, letting go of any ideas about what might be achieved by doing the body scan, even achieving relaxation. In fact, trying hard to make a particular thing happen can generate increased tension during the body scan. Instead, by attending carefully, we can discover different ways of knowing and relating with what's here, and an awareness of things shifting and changing all on their own. Be willing to be surprised by what you discover. Through the steady practice of encountering your unfolding experience just as it is in each moment. This may include a wide range of sensations, whether strong or subtle, pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant, and at times encountering places in the body with no sensation at all. It's often said that this practice is simple but not easy. It's likely you'll be challenged at times. So rather than resisting or ignoring anything that's difficult or painful, here we can include these as part of the body scan, attending to the play of sensations in the body, as well as thoughts and emotions as they occur. Taking time to be by yourself and with yourself, with persistence, patience, and gentleness, cultivating a flexibility of attention and vividness of sensitivity not previously known, right in and through the field of body sensations. In this way, we're actively choosing a stance of clear seeing, openness, and a willingness to meet life as it unfolds in each moment. Simply put, everything is welcome here. Moment by moment, with commitment and warmth, cultivating awareness. Knowing something about who you are and how things are, just as they are, in each moment. So now, as you lie or sit here, making any remaining adjustments to support wakeful ease, positioning the body, and the hands might be resting at the sides, with palms facing up if you wish. You may have a cushion behind your head or neck or under your knees. Your feet a comfortable distance apart, letting the sides of the feet just fall gently away from each other if you're lying down. And inviting the weight of the body to release into the support of the mat or chair. and sensing the entire body now, all at once. Becoming aware of the length here, the breadth, the dimensionality. Aware of the back of the body and the front. Sensations of pressure as the body's resting in the way that it is. Aware of the left side and the right. Sensations on the surface of the body and in the interior. Simply being with how this body is right now, and as we move along, and doing your best to stay with the body as much as possible, and at the same time, noticing the activity of the mind without judgment as we move through the body. And now, gathering attention into the sensations of breathing here. Just noticing that breathing is taking care of itself. It's here. Nothing to be managed. So just discovering the sensations that are already here. The breath moving in and being released from the body, breath by breath. And if it assists you, you might like to place a hand on the lower belly, just giving yourself that additional cue of the movement of the breath. Perhaps aware of the changing sensations in the back, the increase and decrease of pressure as the breath is moving in and out. So resting attention here with breathing and knowing at any time during this practice, if it becomes too difficult to hold attention in a particular area of the body, remember that you can return to the breath, coming home to this breathing as a reliable ally and anchor in the present moment, returning to the guidance of the body scan whenever it feels right for you. And so now releasing attention on breathing and letting attention travel down into the area of the left leg and all the way down into the left foot. And locating here whatever sensations indicate the contact of the foot with the floor. This might be in the entire sole of the foot or just a little crescent-shaped area along the edge of the heel. Exploring here. Noticing sensations of pressure. And beginning to widen now to take in all the sensations in the sole of the left foot. Scanning from the edge of the heel through the arch, the ball, and up to the pads of the toes. Perhaps aware of contact with the clothing, with a sock. Maybe sensations of moisture or dryness. And narrowing into the left big toe now. It sensations here may be strong or subtle, or there may be no sensations at all. Just aware of any and all sensations here. And then moving your way across with attention to the next toe and the next, all the way across to the little toe. And traveling up into the top of the left foot, sensations here. And now deeper inside the left foot, muscles and bones. So perhaps aware of sensations of muscles that are tensed or relaxed. Breathing with this awareness of the left foot now all at once. So traveling with attention now, releasing the area of the left foot and coming up into the left ankle. Circling with attention at this area of the body, the inner bone, the front, the outer side, and the back, and any sensations that are inside the left ankle. Just resting attention here. And as we go along, it's likely you'll notice that your attention may get caught up from time to time with thoughts or emotions, moving away from the body and toward other times or places. And there's no problem here. Wandering is just something that minds do. So knowing this, you are in fact present to what's happening. In this case, the mind having wandered. So there's no need to give yourself a hard time. It's a simple matter to acknowledge mind wandering and to gently and firmly escort your attention back to the body scan wherever we happen to be in the body. Which right now happens to be the left ankle. And now we can release attention here and travel up into the lower left leg. Scanning the length here from the ankle all the way up to the area of the knee. The shin bone here and the way the skin is right on top. Sensations with the weightiness of muscle. Perhaps noticing the contact of clothing on the skin here. Maybe aware of pulsation or circulation. There's no right thing. There's no particular thing to be noticing. There's just what's present here for you right now. Releasing attention here and now traveling up into the area of the left knee. Scanning the area of the kneecap, the inner side, the outer side, and the softer skin at the back. All the sensations of connection from the lower leg to the upper leg. Awareness here at the left knee and just breathing with this awareness. And as we move through the body scan, you may at times encounter moments of challenge. There might be parts of the body that evoke strong emotions, such as an area of past injury or a missing part. You might experience restlessness, boredom, agitation. As difficult as any challenge may be, it is part of your life right now. To be noticed and acknowledged with kindness and curiosity. And it's important to remember that you are the best guide for what is possible for you right now. So if it's too much to hold attention in a particular area, you may wish to move to sensations of breathing or to sounds as a skillful way of honoring what's true for you in this moment, allowing you to maintain attention in the present moment, and rejoining the guidance in the body scan as soon as this is possible and right for you. And traveling up into the upper left leg now. Sensations at the area of the thigh, the inner thigh and the outer side as well, front and back. And touching into sensations from the knee, scanning up all the way into the connection of the thigh into the hip socket. And now lengthening with the focus of attention now all the way down from the top of the left leg down into the left foot and out into the tips of the toes. The entire left leg. Breathing with awareness here. And then releasing attention here and traveling up into the left hip and across to the right hip and down the right leg and into the right foot. And discovering whatever sensations are here in this area of the body. Sensations of contact. Pressure. Exploring the level of the toes, perhaps each toe identifiable as an individual area for sensation, or maybe all the toes at once. It's a kind of grouped experience. Scanning the surface of the right foot and also deep inside any and all sensations, and maybe no sensation at all. Releasing attention here and moving up into the area of the right ankle. Maybe noticing pulsation, warmth or coolness. How we can sense into the capacity to move in an area of a joint in the body without needing to move. And traveling now with attention up into the lower right leg. Perhaps scanning slowly from the ankle all the way up through bone and muscle and skin, all the way up into the right knee. At times in the body scan, you may notice yourself beginning to drift into sleepiness or get involved in a train of thought. And it can be possible to bring kind curiosity to this experience itself. Becoming interested in this drifting off may bring a clearer focus for your attention, allowing you to awaken to the moment of drifting or mind wandering, and then just simply returning your attention to the present moment actuality of the body, just where we happen to be. And transferring attention now into the right knee itself. Exploring here, perhaps just aware of the angle of the knee. Any sensations of muscles engaged or muscles that are slack. And moving into the upper right leg. Scanning here. And lengthening throughout the right knee and lower leg and the right foot, the whole right leg all at once now. Breathing with this awareness, and then releasing particular focus in this area and traveling now into the area of the pelvis. Exploring sensations of pressure here, the buttocks, the low back. Sensing into the bones of the pelvis, the hip bones, the sacrum, the kind of bowl-like structure of the pelvic bones, and all the soft tissue that surround these bones, and that which is cradled within them, the tissues of digestion and elimination. Exploring the sensations available in the anal region and the genital region. Deep in the low belly, perhaps aware of the slight pressure of breathing with the inhale and the release with the exhale. And just remembering that at any time, if there are sensations or emotions that become too intense for you, you can use the breath as a safe haven for your attention, returning to following the guidance of the body scan when it's right for you. Breathing and noticing sensations in the area of the base of the torso, the pelvis. And traveling to the area of the base of the spine, the sacrum, and then the large vertebra, the big bones at the base of the spine. and coming up into the area of the abdomen, the spine here, and the soft tissue on the front of the body, the sides of the body just around the area of the hip bones and above. Perhaps how the body is gently massaged with the movement of breathing. Maybe aware of muscles that are tense or muscles that are slack here in the back or the belly. And traveling up into the area of the waist, moving up into the curve of the spine in the back. Perhaps sensations here at the waist, the digestion expanding and releasing with breathing. Some greater sensitivity to the texture of clothing on the skin. Or perhaps very little sensation. With a body scan, you may notice a tendency to want things to be different, to want to feel something, for example, if there's no sensation in a particular area. With this practice, you can remember that the intention is simply to be present to what is true right now, just as it is. Nothing needs to be fixed or managed. And so coming up now into the area of the diaphragm, the rib cage, the spine here, and how the rib cage connects in. Sensations at the area of the shoulder blades in the back. The chest. Perhaps aware of sensations of the rib cage expanding and releasing with the breath. Sensations at the surface of the chest or breasts, the armpits here. Breathing and noticing perhaps your own heartbeat. Resting with sensations just as they are. Aware of the activity of the mind, the heart, just as it is. Present with yourself, just as things are. And traveling now up into the region of the collarbones, the shoulders, back and front, and the tops of the shoulders. Perhaps sensations of muscles that are still holding residual tension or muscles that are quite at ease. Everything is welcome here. And releasing attention in the shoulders now and traveling now into the area of the right arm, down into the right hand and the fingers. Exploring sensation at the fingertips and the tip of the right thumb. perhaps aware of temperature or pulsation, tingling or numbness. And with awareness, scanning through the knuckles of the right fingers and thumb, the base of each finger, aware of sensations in the palm of the right hand, the back of the right hand, and deep inside, all the muscles and bones. The sensitivity here that allows for the articulation of the fingers and hand, even though it's not necessary to move to sense into this. And moving now into the right wrist and circling here, sensations at the delicate inner wrist or the more protective outer surface, back of the wrist. Shifting now into the area of the right forearm. And scanning here from the wrist right along and up into the right elbow. Sensations at that delicate inner fold or the more sturdy point of the right elbow. And moving up into the right upper arm. Scanning here, a direct form of knowing. This isn't about labeling or describing in some kind of way, but the direct knowing of sensation in the body. And so just for a moment, expanding and lengthening to take in all the sensations in the right arm and hand all at once. And releasing here and traveling across to the left shoulder, down into the left arm and the left hand, the left fingertips. Aware of sensation in the fingers and the left hand. Circling the left wrist now, perhaps aware of the pulse here. Sensations of contact. Contact with air itself. Moving into the left forearm. Just receiving, noticing whatever sensations are here. That may include very subtle or no sensation at all. exploring the region of the left elbow. And moving up into the upper left arm. Inner muscles and the muscles on the outer side. Perhaps some awareness of the weightiness of bone here. And lengthening and widening from the left shoulder all the way to the tips of the left fingers. Releasing the left arm and now moving into the area of the neck and throat. Just traveling with the attention along this area of the spine. Many muscles circling front and back and sides. Perhaps aware of sensations related to breathing or swallowing. It's receiving sensations of muscles that are slack or those that are tense without needing things to be any different than they are right now. I'm traveling from the neck and throat right up into the base of the skull, where the neck meets the head. Aware of any sensations at the hairline. I'm just scanning up along the scalp, whether there's hair here or no hair. Exploring the area around the ears, the outer ears and inside the ears. Breathing and noticing sensations, the scalp, traveling right up towards the top of the head, and then sensations at the very crown of the head. Breathing with awareness here. Moving to the area of the forehead, perhaps scanning from one temple across the forehead to the opposite temple. Aware of sensations on the surface of the front of the head, the face. Around the eyes, the eyelids, the brows and the eyelashes. Breathing with awareness of the nose bone, sensations at the sides of the nose and the upper cheeks. all the many muscles here in the face, so often active. And just for right now, inviting the face to be soft, if possible. Simply noticing sensations at the area of the nostrils, the upper lip, the expanse of the cheeks, the lips themselves. Perhaps aware of tingling or moisture or dryness here. Aware of the jaw and the jawbone and the softer skin beneath the jaw. And exploring also the interior of the face, the sensations inside the mouth, tissue of tongue and gums, teeth, the interior of the throat, aware of sensations in the interior of the nose and sinuses. Perhaps aware of the subtle texture of the breath moving or the change in temperature on the inhale and the exhale. Aware of the eyeballs resting in their sockets. Perhaps even aware of some sensations with the weight of the brain resting inside the head. Breathing and just noticing what is here right now. Now, lengthening and widening to include the entire body all at once. From the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Out into the fingertips. Just aware of any and all sensations. Resting in awareness of this body all at once. Resting in the wholeness of this body, mind, and heart. The wholeness that is this moment. And you may wish to end this practice by thanking yourself for the priceless and nourishing gift of your own good attention.